We sat in stillness.
Is Marion here?
Yes.
Is she well?
Yes.
And there she was, Marion Earle. And he's so very gentle, asking her to marry him. And she's so very kind, spoke to him of her love, of her child, of her life, of herself. And I watched. And I listened. Scarce knowing my own feelings, scarce daring to breathe.
Romney, I love your work. I will gladly do your work. I do not want your hand. I do not love you.
And then she disappeared back to her sleeping angel.
I spoke to him of the wonder of a summer's night, of the beauty of the stars.
I asked him to wish with me upon a shooting star.
I've read your book. It rests in my heart. It lives in me, wakes and dreams in me.
I am thinking of a far-off June, when you and I discoursed on life and art, with both untried. I was thinking how it was morning then. Now it is night. If I had known that morning in the dew, that you would say such words to me at the close of many years when speaking of a book of mine, it would have pleased me.
This night is softer than an English day. I was heavy then, and stupid and distracted with the cries of tortured prisoners in the polished brass of a Falernian bull society, which, though it seems to bellow bravely like 10 bulls, if you listen, moans and cries despairingly, its victims tossed and gored and trampled by the hooves of other victims. I heard the cries too close. I could not hear the angels lift a fold of rustling air. I could not hear what they said to help me. I saw the world as one great, famishing, carnivorous mouth. A huge, deserted, callow, black bird thing with a piteous open beak that hurt my heart till down upon the filthy ground I dropped and tore the violets to get the worms. How dark it was that morning in the sun. Oh, I recollect the sound. And how you lifted your small hand, and how your white dress and your burnished curls went greatening around you in the still blue air, as if an inspiration from within had blown them all out when you spoke the words, "It takes a soul to move a body. It takes a high-souled man to move the masses, even to a cleaner sty. It takes the ideal to blow an inch inside the dust of the actual, and your revolutionaries fail because not poets enough to understand that life develops from within."